I think that the culture is very curious, and they enjoy a good mystery, and it certainly is an exciting mystery. And I think that the world is curious right now about spiritual things. They're interested in things that we didn't think they'd ever be interested in.
What do you think about the Da Vinci Code? Is there any truth to it, to its claims?
Kim, I think that there are pieces of truth in a lot of the things that Dan Brown has said. Unfortunately, it'll be like half a sentence. And the truth comes on one end and the lie comes on the other. And there are a lot of facts that are there, but they're so mingled with the fiction that you can't tell which is which.
You know, on that note right there, that's the biggest thing that I guess boggles my mind just a little bit, is that this book is fiction. If you go look for it in the library or in the, you know, in Barnes & Noble or any bookstore, you're looking under fiction. So I guess I'm just puzzled why so many people are grabbing truth from a fictional book that claims in the first place to be fiction.
You know, we were looking at that, and there's such a confusion in the way the book is set up. When you have a fiction book, it is listed as being fiction right there in the front, and it's on the page where there's the publisher's information. It says that it's fiction. But then as you go on back past the acknowledgments and past the title, then there's a page that says fact. And it begins giving facts like this. The Priory of Zion, a European secret society founded in 1099, is a real organization. In 1975, Paris Bibliothèque Nationale discovered parchments known as Les Dossiers Secrets, identifying numerous members of the Priory of Zion, including Sir Isaac Newton, Botticelli, Victor Hugo, and Leonardo da Vinci. Well, part of that is true and part of it isn't true. So, you know, they have put it in a place that says it's fact, but because it's behind the title page, it is part of the story. And I think most people miss that, because when you read something that says fact in front of it, you expect it's going to be fact. And it's really frustrating. The first time through, I didn't catch all these things. You know, they just seem like they're fact because they use, well, Dan Brown uses actual dates and actual situations, actual historical events, and then mixes other historical events that don't occur at the same time together. And because of that, we get really confused about what he's talking about, and we accept it all as being true.